Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, let's bring in Steve Logan, my friend, former East Carolina coach. He was an assistant, in a lot of places. Boston College in Tampa. We're going to talk head coaching. And if we have time, we'll talk about Bryce Young. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well. We've had a tectonic shift in the coaching world, haven't we?
Holy cow. Answer the phone. There are opportunities out there for you. Let's start
no,
with...
all the old guys are getting killed, man.
Man, it's Bill Belichick will turn 72 in April. All three guys are 72. Carroll's 72. I'm not sure who looks better at their age, Pete Carroll or you. You look amazing.
Well, I work at it, but you know, those numbers begin to bother people. And you know, I watched Mac Brown over at Chapel Hill this year. Every press conference began with, you know, people wanting to know how old he was. And, you know, it's kind of sad in a way, because I really was shocked with the Pete Carroll thing. I wasn't, you know, we all saw the Belichick thing. I think everybody there needed a breath of fresh air. I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, but I have a very close coaching friend that spent 7 years at Alabama.
Right.
And he told me a month ago, he said he was rock sure that Saban was going to hang it up this year. And, you know, that was just his feeling. He just said he felt there was something different. And so when that happened, it didn't surprise me. But it's a tectonic shift that, you know, a whole generation of, you know, three of the best that ever did it. And I don't know, certainly Belichick's will never, ever be duplicated. Nobody's going to win six Super Bowls, I don't think.
Okay, the eight, two of them, I guess, were as an assistant with the Giants. He's an eight-time Super Bowl champion, two of them. So
right.
Robert Kraft was right. I don't know why. I guess Brady is what, whatever. It doesn't matter anymore.
Doesn't matter.
So you spent a couple of years in Boston. How you know, what was your ability to at least observe the way Belichick went about his business?
Well, Adam, I think I've told you, when I left East Carolina and went to NFL Europe, I was with the Berlin Thunder, and the Thunder, you know, this whole thing was run by the NFL.
Right.
And this was serious business. So the backup quarterback to Tom Brady at the time was Rohan Davey.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Belichick had decided he wanted me and my head coach, Rick Lance, to handle Rohan in NFL Europe. So we went to the Patriots for a week. And so I was in the building and got a chance to, you know, sample the culture, so to speak. And it was really what you expect. I mean, out at practice, Belichick's not out there running around and berating people and, you know, the things that you might suspect. There was never any of that. It was just truly what his mantra was get your job done. And if you were an assistant coach working for the Patriots and you were getting your job done, it was a great place to work because he would never bother you.
Right.
Now, if you weren't getting your job done, you wouldn't be there very long as a player or coach. So that's a fair place to work, and I was attracted to it. And but you know, the point I'm making is that I think the caricature of Coach Belichick and what the way that it really was inside the building are a little bit skewed. He was just all business all the time, and mm-hmm. that's okay. And it's certainly okay so that if you're an employee and you come to work and you know what it's going to be like every day, as opposed to coming to work for somebody that has a up and down personality, and you don't know what you're going to get to work every day, that's disconcerting. And I've been in those situations. You know, I hated that.
Right.
And so, you know, I was attracted to, like I say, the whole time there, and I had a wonderful experience with Rohan Davey, as a matter of fact, in the NFL Europe. But anyway, that's my association with New England.
As a fellow coach, what do you think is the secret of what Nick Saban was able to accomplish, other than he had amazing players?
Well, in my opinion, to be a great college coach, maybe a pro coach too, but certainly in college, you need to be an expert on one side of the ball, and an expert and be able to keep that one side of the ball consistently great. And of course, Nick's deal is defense.
Yeah.
All right. So half of the equation is solved every year. And then of course at Alabama, this was the thing that, that was hard for me, let's say at East Carolina or anybody that's not at one of the have programs. And by have, I mean, they've got everything you need. You know, Saban could go by his offensive coordinator. Well, look at the offensive coordinators that he got. These guys were top drawer, yeah. Top drawer guys, one after the other, and came in and did the job. And so, you know, that type of idea really...
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for Pack Therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the Pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It gives you a step up against your competition. And then on top of that, you know, if you are a good recruiter at a place where you've got a, you know, we used to talk about the sweater. What sweater are you wearing? And I'll tell you what kind of recruiter you are. You know, and so, you know, you get to wear the Alabama sweater, and, you know, 99% of the time, you're going to get in that kid's living room. And so you got a chance. And so he was a great recruiter. Now, let me qualify that, too. At Alabama, you get to pick them.
Right.
Okay? So the recruiting matters, but there's two aspects to recruiting. There's salesmanship and evaluation. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's contrast Mack Brown at Texas to Nick Saban at Alabama. Mack Brown was picking his players, and he picked them pretty right for a good long while, didn't he?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he didn't. He was missing on his evaluations,
mm-hmm.
And it cost him his job. And so you go back to what, you know, what is it about Saban? Well, obviously, his evaluation ability, his ability to evaluate the whole player, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, character. I mean, anybody can time a 40-yard dash. Anybody can measure a vertical jump. And anybody can watch a film. But there's a lot more to it than that. You know, what kind of kid is this? Is he going to transition? How's he going to fit in the locker room? All those things. And again, having talked to the guy that's a close friend of mine that worked in that building for 7 years under Saban,
mm-hmm.
that was a big part of it. That locker room had a structure to it. You had leaders, you had followers, and you didn't have very many in there that weren't pulling their weight or they were gone. And so, you know, I think that's what it looks like to me when you want to talk about Nick Saban and Alabama. And there's other coaches that have done that, but, you know, they didn't win six national championships or whatever he did, or, you know,
Yeah.
But that's, you know, Barry Switzer had that kind of thing going at Oklahoma when I was growing up back in Oklahoma. You know, I mean, the offensive side of the ball, the wishbone was deadly, and that's what Barry knew. And then he went out and bought those defensive guys, and holy moly, you know, but Barry Switzer, when they got off the bus, that was an NFL football team that came off the bus, just as what Nick Saban has done the last 10, 12 years at Alabama.
All right, two quick things. The first is how do you go about following that? Could you put Steve Logan in the position of following Nick Saban?
No. I mean, I would not be that kind of guy to do that. There are other personalities that would be more equipped to walk in and try. Let me qualify that. If you're going to follow Nick, Bill Belichick, now's the time to do it, because of the wheels had come off, so to speak. If you want to follow Nick Saban right now, you better be bulletproof and nationwide walking in the front door now, because that's just going to be near impossible. So it's going to be really fascinating to watch those two programs and see who's kind of, you know, got the guts to walk in there and take a hold of it, because it's going to be different now. The microscope is going to be brutal.
Yeah. Okay. Final thing for you, Steve Logan. We're not going to have time to talk about Bryce Young. We'll do that another time. We talk quarterbacks all the time. We talk quarterbacks. We talk tennis, and we talk. You know, maybe you and I don't talk enough about red wine, but maybe next time. You coached under Raheem Morris during your time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he is on Carolina's list of assistant coaches to interview for their vacant head coaching position. What is it about Raheem Morris that might be a good fit for the Panthers, or what did you observe in Raheem Morris as a very young head coach at the time? Now it's got to be about 10 years ago now, that you think might translate to the NFL now?
Well, I tell you, Raheem got a really raw, raw deal at Tampa Bay. We were 3-13 the first year, 10-6 the next year. And then the very next year, we had just catastrophic injuries throughout our roster, and we all thought we were fine. We did a good job even the last year. We were competitive, although we were losing games. But it was obvious to anybody. Well, anyway, they let him go. And I would say this, I've worked for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 guys in my career, and Raheem Morris is at the top of the list. I loved working for Raheem, kind of what we were talking about. When you came into the building, you knew Raheem was a steady, rock-solid person, really good defensive coach. Yeah. I mean, really a great defensive coach. But I'll tell you the other thing he did that has to be done in the National Football League. Job number one for the head coach, handle the locker room. And he could and did do that extraordinarily well, I thought. And I just think if the – Carolina needs everything right now.
They do.
But they need a real steady personality, and they need a strong personality on two fronts. The first front is the locker room and the roster. The second front is the owner.
Yep.
Okay? Somebody's going to have to, you know, this is a good time to get the job at the Panthers, because even David Tepper, who obviously is difficult, okay, he is backed into a corner right now, particularly with his throwing the drink out the window thing. He's backed into a corner right now. So with the right agent and the right cachet, you could go into the Panther program and say, okay, Dave, I'll take this job. You get over there and be quiet. And you know what? Now's the time that David Tepper might get in the corner and be quiet for a while. Seriously.
He's going to have to.
That's my point. He really is going to have to. He was publicly shamed on this last stunt. He's had, I think, 4 coaches in 3 years.
Six if you count interims.
Counting. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so this guy coming in, whoever it is, with the right agent and the right contract built into the contract, is a lot of you go over there and be quiet. Write checks. I'm going to try to straighten this mess out. And I think that could happen for the Panthers. And if Raheem Morris, if they're smart enough to grab a hold of him, Raheem can do that.
I appreciate your time, Coach. There's so many other things I want to ask you, but we're out of time. I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.
All right. See you later.
You got it. Steve Logan here on the Adam Gold Show.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.